Eric, we started yesterday because there's another famous phrase, a phrase you all know, but the Tanya's interpretation of that phrase. So we're starting here on page 16. This is the end of Perek Daled. Yesterday spoke about the intellectual binding, or the binding and the fusion between intellect and subject. When you study something, and if that something is Torah, you're binding and fusing with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Your intellect is encompassing the idea is encompassing your intellect. And because of that, Parakei, not page 16, I'm sorry, page 18, right in the middle of the page. I alluded to this yesterday, but let's read the words. Vizos, Maila, Yesera, Gidola, Vinifla, Le'in Kates, Asher B'mitzvas, Yediyah, Satara, V'hasagasa, Al-Kol HaMitzvas Masiyas. That's what makes Talmud Torah superior to even mitzvos. Afilo mitzvos atlois b'dibur. Even to speech-based mitzvos. Afilo mitzvos Talmud Torah b'dibur. Even if you're learning Torah b'dibur, but you're not learning it as intellectually thorough, as intellectually rigorous as when you're thinking, k'ayidei kol mitzvos b'dibur ma'isa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu malbish es ha'nefesh u'makifar Hashem. When you express your 10 bechinos through Maisa and Dibor, it's like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is surrounding you, because it's like a clothing. So you have the clothing of your 10 bechinos with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's or. Uvidia Satara, the next period, Milvacha Secha Melubish B'Chachmas Hashem, but now the Chachma of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not just surrounding you, in Egam Chachmas Hashem Bekirbo, but now you are surrounding Hashem's Chachma, Hashem's Chachma is surrounding you, and therefore, therefore, Mashiach Shalitvos Elhasim Yidias Tatarish Kfi Sichlo Kfi Yidiasov Hasagazo Befardes. So that's what makes Talmud Torah superior, according to the Tanya, because it's not just the Machshav and Dibor being surrounded by the Or Hashem, but it's literally a fusion of intellect and Hashem's will that can't be reached through simple activity-based or speech-based mitzvahs. So if someone asks you what makes Talmud Torah so supreme, this is a very, very basic concept. When you're studying Torah, even without the Kabbalah, even if you don't get into the Kabbalistic aspects, when you're studying Torah, the Tanya, Parakei, describes the fusion of intellect and topic. That fusion is expressed by the intellect encompassing the topic, subject, and the subject encompassing the intellect. That's a fusion that no other expression, not Dibor, not Maisa, can create. And that's what makes Talmud Torah so empowering. Okay, part number two that I want to discuss today, he's always using Mishalim. We'll see a Mashal today in the Ritva. He's always using analogies. Ulafi, line number 5 from the bottom, page 18, Shabidia Satara, Tara Mulubashas, Benefesh Adam Mesichlo. When you study Tara, the Tara becomes encompassed, bottom of page 18, Umukefes Betocham, Lashem Nikres Beshem Lechem Umazon Hanefesh. I spoke 2-3 days ago why Tara is compared to water, because water begins on a high place and trickles down and becomes more accessible. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will is infinite and imperceptible and unknowable, but it trickles down into Torah, which is a microcosm, an approximation of Hashem's will. Another mashal of Torah is food, is bread. Why? Ki kemo she'alechem hagashmi zanes haguf. Bread becomes absorbed by your system. And the bread you eat becomes cells and becomes fat and becomes your body cells. Now on page Yud. So the bread imagery, harping back to what the Tanya described as Das, is when you study HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah and you encompass Hashem's will with your intellect, then your intellect becomes encompassed by Hashem's will, that becomes internalized, becomes part of your essence, becomes part of your being. To say it in our language, so much of our challenge here in Yeshiva is how to make Torah part of your neshama, how to take Torah from here and bring it down here. As I use that in memory, some of these interviews on Zoom are really hard. So I'm trying to convey what the Yeshiva's goal is on Zoom. He said, look at me. A lot of our activity is up here, but our goal is to try to build a highway from here down here. Make it part of your neshama, part of your essence, part of it. And that's a challenge we're all facing. We're always asking ourselves, you'll never stop asking yourself that question. The easiest mirage is intellect. You can just hang out in the intellect all day and fake yourself out and fool yourself and tell yourself it's identity. It's not identity. If one thing the Baba Chirepi has been able to remind us is that intellect are powerful tools, and they're powerful tools that should be employed, but they're not identity. Identity is something deeper than intellect. Final part of it, he quotes a pasuk, Terascha B'toch Me'ai. Here's the phrase I wanted you to see. Okay, let's read. Let me me see if I can find the place here. Okay. I thought the phrase was a lot clearer, but he refers to it. Oh, here it is. He's quoting the Zohar. If you see, right in the middle, on 3, 6, 7 lines down. Okay? Ukum Moshe Kasav B'Zohar V'Yakel Daf Reish Yud V'Lishma. Very famous question. How do you interpret the phrase Tara Lishma? What does Tara Lishma mean? So the simple phrase in Chazal is learning it for the right reasons, not for the wrong reasons. Person should learn Tara Shalom Lishma, Shemitok Shalom Lishma, Balishma. So Lishma is basically a purity that isn't adulterated by contaminating reasons. If you learn Tara for wealth, or for gaiva, for arrogance, or for reputation, that's Shalom Lishma. That's a toxic Tara. And Chazal's Bechidosh is, Tara is so restorative, you should even learn it for improper reasons, because then you'll learn it for the right reasons. So the Chazal's description of Tara Lishma is essentially non-contamination Tara, non-contaminated Tara. But obviously the term Tara Lishma becomes a lot more powerful. There are other sources in Chazal called Lami Tara Lishma, the Mishnah and Pirkei Avos, and the 6th Parak of Pirkei Avos. So what does Tara Lishma mean? This became a big, big source of debate between Hasidim and between whom? Nevshachayim. Nevshachayim. We'll see, Mirz Hashem, next week we'll start to learn a little Nevshachayim. Tara Lishma means one thing in order to understand Tara. And when you're studying Tara, you're thinking about anything else, it can't be the highest form of Tara because you're taking some of your brain capacity and dedicating it to thinking about Hashem, thinking about the Vegas, thinking about how your intellect is bonding with Hashem's intellect and Hashem is bonding with you. It's so hard to live the Sugya of his postures. You need every single part of your brain cells to understand the Sugya. So Tara becomes a stand-in for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and just dedicate yourself towards Tara. Just dedicating yourself towards Talmud Tara. Nothing else should occupy your mind. Tara Lishma is for Tara's sake. L'shem Havana Satara. Maybe before you want to think about where you're heading, why Tara is important. Maybe after you learn Tara, say a bracha. But when you're involved in Tara, don't be thinking about anything else because you'll be learning less Tara. Because you'll be learning less Tara, you'll be clinging to Hashem with greater difficulty. Obviously, in the Chassidish world, the world of Pnimius, Tara Lishma, you're thinking about larger things. So that's what he says, Tara Lishma. Hainu lekasher nafsho l'Hashem al yedei hasagas hatara ish kifi sichla. This is the line. This is the line that created the polemic between Chassidus and the Nefesh HaChaim. Obviously, this isn't the only where it's written, but keep in mind, the first couple generations of Chassidus have very little written. Most of it is Baal Peh. So this is one of the earliest svarim that's readable to the public. One of the Baal Shem Tov's Talmidim was called Yaakov Yosef of Polnoy. He wrote a sefer called the Toldos, Toldos Yaakov Yosef. Good luck reading that sefer. It's really high Kabbalah. I have the sefer every once in a while. I open it, I make it through a few lines, and I give up. So it's not expected you're going to read the Toldos Yaakov Yosef. But if you are a fairly intelligent chassid, you can read the Noam Elimelech, you can read the Sefer HaTanya, you can read, these are the Bible, the first generation, second generation Svarim. So this is probably one of the first, earliest mentions of Tara Lishmayas to create this bonding and fusion between my intellect and Hashem and my intellect, deeper than mitzvahs, deeper than dibor, deeper than maisa. And when I'm learning Lishma, I should be thinking about that I want to try to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course. We'll see the Nefesh HaChayim reject that. Okay? So three ideas I just wanted to add as Tosefas to yesterday's shiur. Number one, the superiority of Torah. Number two, the mashal to bread. Number three, the definition of Torah Lishma. Okay, so this is a little bit of a taste of Sefer HaTanya. We'll continue this mitzvah until next Wednesday, which is Yutes Kislev. Actually, Shabbos is Yutes Kislev, so Shabbos is to the end. I actually wrote an article this weekend about Chassidus for non-Chassidim. So I tried to explain some of the basics of Chassidus. So we'll see some of them in these papers. May pick it up. I'll spread it if you want. Just 5 or 6 bullet points to help people better understand how Chassidus can impact lives of non-Chassidim. If you're a Chassid, you don't need the article. But if you're not a Chassid, most of the people in this room, hopefully the article can be helpful. Okay. Let's continue.